Let's ranch it up after this, of course.
Hey, it's Mark Banzi with LivestockMarket.com.
Every week we hear from one of our great partners with updates, info, schedules, reports, and everything in between when it comes to buying and selling livestock and hay online and private treaty.
LivestockMarket.com is a centralized online platform of all types of livestock, as well as hay and straw.
They brought you Tractor House and Auction Time, LivestockMarket.com, on Facebook, too.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
The quick, fast, easy, all-in-one location to look at bull sales. Head to ranchchannel.com. Check it out on your phone, ranchchannel.com. All the information on one page at your fingertips, videos, catalogs, everything, ranchchannel.com. Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us, Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today. Good Thursday, everyone, and welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
All right, we're moving into the side dishes that you got to have on Memorial Weekend. This is subject to debate because there's a million and one different kinds of salads that you can have, some nutritious, some dessert, cookie salads, I guess.
What about the chips, the barbecue chips? You
got to
have those.
Got to have the chips on there. So, okay, cowboy beans, your potato salads, right? Your macaroni salads and all that. Those are staples. Everyone's getting hungry. We're talking about food all week now. Have you ever tried this? I haven't tried it. I looked it up and I went, wait a minute. People are going bonkers over this. Grilling your watermelon.
I have not tried this, but I saw it on.
I haven't tried it either.
I saw it on social media myself. We're going to have to try that this weekend.
Now, they say that grilling, it can kind of, it gives it kind of a caramelized little bit of a flavor to it. It's got, I've seen pictures. It's got the grill marks on it. I'm all for it.
And did you see how they used a little bit of sea salt and kind of sprinkled a little bit of that on the watermelon first?
I don't like salt on the watermelon.
But maybe with it being grilled, that might be the little.
Okay, I would try one piece. I mean, I wouldn't take the whole watermelon and try one piece. But I do know that there is a whole art to finding what is the right watermelon, which ones are going to be sweet based on the shape, not the overall shape, but the shape of like the vines. Is that what it's called?
No, the shape's on the ends, and then you can figure out which one's a male or a female.
I didn't even know that.
We aren't going to get into that today.
You never knew you were going to get a biology lesson here talking about watermelons.